Hey everybody, and welcome to another Lateral Line podcast. We're here in Annapolis, Maryland at the Canyon Runner Sport Fishing Seminar Series, talking with Adam from Canyon Runner. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm great.
Hey man, this is a great turnout today. I came in and it's just packed.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I was actually very surprised. I thought down here, you know, we're very well known up in the Northeast, but coming down here, I thought we'd maybe get 175, 200 people, and we set the room for about 300 people, and it looks like there's standing room only.
Yeah, that's right. I got to tell you, I was really impressed. I've heard a lot of good things about the seminar series, but when I came in and saw all the literature that you gave, it's basically, I almost sort of felt like I was going back to my MBA here, and then you had a textbook here, but it's really great.
No, that's exactly right. I think we give out about a 120-page slide presentation. We have 20 articles that we give out. I mean, I start the seminar with telling the guys that it's the first seminar you're going to go to where you're going to actually leave with homework. The guys will spend the next 2 weeks reading through everything, and we'll constantly, all of us will get emails. Hey, you know, what did you mean by this comment or that comment? You know, I read this on page whatever of the slides, and, you know, how should I approach it? And we'll get emails constantly all summer long. We've actually found guys who email us in the summer. They bring our slide packet with them when they go to the canyon fishing with them, and they're trying to figure out, well, what pattern should they pull out? And they just flip the slides to our fishing patterns and copy it exactly.
I mean, one thing that, you know, I get a lot of questions, and I guess on Tunnelfish too, we get a lot of questions about people asking about what the season is, when people are biting and all that stuff. And you actually print out 3 years of your logs and give it out.
Yeah, exactly. We just take our, there's two services we run during the year on the boat, is we actually have a real-time fishing report service where guys can call us up, find out exactly what the boat's doing at the exact time, and then they can log in a password on our website, get actual Loran numbers, find out exactly where the boat is, what it's doing. And what we do is when we're done with the season with our logbook, we print them out and we give the last 3 years to the seminar participants.
Well, that's really cool. Well, this is a great seminar. I'm actually sitting here listening to Dennis Brady in there and just learning a lot myself. So tell us a little bit about the charter service. Now, the seminar series, one thing, we know you make tackle and spreader bars and things like that that sort of knock the cover off the ball for fish, but you also have two sport fishing boats. I think you run one out of New Jersey and one out of Ocean City, and maybe you do some other long-range stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about that, when people expect to come for that season and sort of that sort of stuff?
Actually, it all started with chartering. My one partner, Phil, has been chartering for 40 years, and then since I was 12, I was mating on boats. For years, we just did charters, and we do about 60 canyon trips a year, about 120 days offshore for the boat, because most of our canyon trips are overnighters. That's up in New Jersey. We now, for the last 4 years, have been using a second boat. Captain Mark DeBrazio runs our second boat. He's doing trips out of Cape May and Virginia Beach right now early in the season. Then he'll come up the middle of June in New Jersey, and we'll run both boats every day out of New Jersey canyon fishing. And then come the fall, we'll take the boats down to North Carolina, do some giant fishing in December and early January, and then down to Miami for sword fishing and sail fishing.
Oh, that's cool.
That we've been doing now for about 3 years.
So don't you do some stuff out of Ocean City, Maryland, too? Is that right, too?
We actually have one of our crew, one of our longest mates, relocated down to Ocean City. So we do this seminar, we do the tournament down there every year, but he runs private boats out of Ocean City when he's not grabbing trips with us. That's Brad Burgess.
Got you. Well, that's really cool. So what are you doing down in Miami? What's the seasons down there that you're doing? I know we have a boat down there, great sword fishing and sail fishing and everything else, but when do you go down there? And
well, it depends on what's going on with the giant tuna bite. If it's a slow giant tuna bite, we'll get out of there. We'll get out of Moorhead around second week of January and get down and start fishing Miami about the third week of January. We'll fish there right to the second week of April. The sword fishing, which is what, I mean, it's really where our hearts are. You could sword fish year-round off of Miami, but weather-wise, it gets tough January and February, so we try to stack all our sword trips up from the last week of February right through March and the beginning of April.
Cool.
And intermingle those with a lot of sailfish trips.
Right, in between there, because that bite sort of happens.
Yeah, that bite happens, and we can, with the boats, our smaller boat's 48 feet. The larger one that we use is, we have a 55, and we use a 58-footer, so on a sailfish trip 3 miles from the inlet, it could be blowing 30 knots, and it could be 6 to 8, but we can still get the trip in.
Well, that's cool. What's the best way for someone to get in touch with you if they wanted to book a charter or buy your spreader bars or anything like that?
Best way is just go to our website, www.canyonrunner.com.
And they can also, anyone can email you at info@canyonrunner.com, right?
That's exactly right. And all the information, all our emails, all my captains and mates, my emails right on the website. Phone number's there if you want to call the office, 732-842-6825.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot, Adam. This is a great seminar, and we look forward to staying in touch with you over the year, over the course of this season and future seasons.
Well, thank you very much. And I really appreciate your help getting the group here, being able to post on your site. It's a great site, and we enjoy being part of it.
Thanks a lot, Adam.